Mi'ilo pegim u'mishne dal dishu nizbeach ha'pnimi v'ha'menoiro. Let's introduce the topic. Dishun, we've had before, the deshen that was put on the mizbeach was created by the haktoras, whatever was put on the mizbeach. And we learned that the nasa mitzvosin, until that point, this mi'ilo, is only after the deshen is yoytzu to the Beis HaDeshen, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. The Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi refers to the Avoido of being Midashen, B'Shachris U'Ba'arvis, the Keteris al Mizbeach HaZov, which is in the Heichel. They would take off the Deshen, so Chelik of the Avoido, both B'Shachris and both Ba'arvis, one of the Kahanim would go in, and they would take off the Deshen that was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Keteris, and they would put it B'Mizroche Shel HaKevish in the Azorah, as there stated in the Psukim. And that's also called Trumas HaDeshen, the same way taking off the Deshen off the Mizbeach. It's a chelik of that mitzvah. V'ha-menorah, the Dishu and the Menorah is not taking out ashes. It's taking out the leftover, maybe there's a little bit of ashes, the offer, and the leftover shemen and the psilois. And that was also the leftovers of a haktorah. Even though we don't generally refer to hadlokas, Haneirois, as an avoida, as an achila, as an aktora, but the ma'isa, you can look at it that way. You can look at it kilu. There's achila of the mizbech achitzoin. There's achila, aktora, whatever you want to call it, of the mizbech apnimi. That's more pashut. The shulchan also has its aktora in terms of the putting of the vezichin, except that the aktora wasn't there. But there's an achila of the lechem upon him. And then there's ke'ilu, there's an achila with a haktorah and avoida of the menorah. What we just described, the taking out of the leftovers of yesterday's neiros, is also called hatovas haneiros. Rishonim understand that that's hatovas haneiros means the taking out from yesterday. That hatovas haneiros in the simple sense, some Rishonim hold that only that is hatovas haneiros, is the setting up, the preparing the wicks and the oil for that day's hadlaka. What's interesting is, Pavus Tered, based on Sugis, the Rambam holds, that the Hatovas Haneris of the Menorah is more of an Avoida in the sense that it has to be done in the Heichel by a Kohen. The hadlaka itself, even though you need a Ma'is hadlaka, but it could be done theoretically, the Menorah could be moved out to the Azorah, and the hadlaka could be over there, and it could be done by a Zor, and then it'll be put in the Heichel. Since the Santa Tachona for the mitzvah has more a shem avoida, whereas the hadlaka, you need a ma'isa hadlaka, but lamaisa the ikur is that the ner should be doluk bim koima, which is in the Heichel. But the etzem ma'isa hadlaka doesn't have to be done there. But what the Mishnah over here is referring to is the dishun of the menorah. So the dishun of the mizbech apnimi, the leftover ashes, with the dishun of the leftover of the hadlokas haneirois. Obviously, because it was already Nasis Mitzvosoi. The Nasis Mitzvosoi is everything was put in Mizorcha Shel Kevesh. That's the final Mokam HaKtoru. It's not like the Deshen that goes on the top of the Mizbech that tilts Yoytzi LeBeis HaDeshen outside Yerushalayim, like we said, there's still Mi'ilu. Over here, the Nasis Mitzvosoi is as soon as it's put in Mizorcha Shel Kevesh. Now, we just read the Mishnah. That's a big Machlek Sushainim. You take a look at this Sushainim in Yuma, and it's brought down over here. Tzayyamtiv and others bring down the basic shittas. The Rav already says that the Ein Moelin B'dishna Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Amenoiro is only after, like we said, put on the Letzad HaKevesh. That's when it's Nasas Avoida. The Rishonim that argue, Tzayyamtiv in Yuma says that Be'etzim, the putting of the Deshen and the leftover Shiorei HaKtoras HaMenoiro doesn't have to be done by a Kohen dressed by Big Dekunas. It's clearly not an Avoida. So Nasas Mitzvah says when Avoida is finished. When is the Avoida finished? The Avoida is finished as soon as it was taken out of the Menorah. It doesn't have to be put in the Azorah, in the Mokum HaMiyuot Loi. So this is Machlokes Rishonim. Vinishvi, the Mishnah says Loi Moralin, and of course the Mishnah adds, which we've had before, Loi Nenin V'Loi Moralin, the Rabbonin Loi Nenin. And whether this Teshlumim, we says Machlek Sushainim, Baba, Vinishvi, for sure, Mideraisa, there's no Milo, Ein Moel, Loi Moelim. And the Mefarshim point out something else interesting. We had before by Dam Korban, there's no Mi'ila. And still Midrabbanon later on, there's some type of Din Mi'ila, maybe even Tashlume Mi'ila. Over here, La'achash Anasis Mitzvosoi, L'maisa, it doesn't sound like there's a Chiv. Mefarshim say the reason why Chazal weren't Goyzer over here, that there should be a Chiv Tashlumin, is because the standard was that the deshin with the shiore haktorah were put b'mizrach shel kevesh. It was nivla vir b'ritzpas ha'azora al yidei nes. So because generally speaking it didn't exist yet anymore, so they weren't goyzer tashlumim me'il on it. But the din is loinenim loimoyelim. The Mishnah adds an interesting din. Ha'magdish dishun b'tchilo moyelim boy. What's a magdish dishun b'tchilo? What is it being magdish? It's written in the Skadish Kedush Tzagof, part of the menorah, part of the haktorah on the Mizbech HaPnimi, or even Mizbech HaTzoni. So you look at the Rav has an explanation from the Gemara over here, because the Pashas doesn't make sense. What it's referring to is, he was magdish, the amount of money that the dishun of the haktorah, of this ashes, or the leftover wicks, v'chule, the leftover oil, however much it's worth. Dmei dishun olai. And then somebody took some of it, so now there's no way of being Mishaya how much it's worth. So Mel does his gechepet with Hegdish, and then there's Mi'ilo because there's still a purpose that Hegdish has with it in order to be able to shatz up how much the value is. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Toirin Shalohi Yizman, and the Rav says it's talking about where he was Magdish. There's two types of oifois that are used in the Beis Hamikdash, Toirin and Bnei Yoino. Toirin can only be used as described in a Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Chulin. Toirin can only be used when they have sign, a simen that's called Mishayazhivu. When the color of the oif has a certain reddish, goldish tinge, so it's mature enough, and if it's not mature enough, it's called Toirin Shalei Gizman. A person was Magdish an oif, but it's not yet Roy Lakrova. Bnei Yoin is Faket. Bnei Yoin is the other type of bird. She'ovazmanim could only be used when it's young, and over here was Ovazmanim, again with Simonim. So if he was Magdish either one, Loinenim v'Loimayelim. Clearly what the Mishnah is saying is, the reason why there's no Me'ilo is because it doesn't have proper Akrova. Now this needs an explanation. What is the status of these Oifois that were Hugdash L'Shem Karban, but they're not Roy L'Kach? So here we have to understand that the Gzeres HaKosuv of a behemoth that's no longer roi for akrova. The prime example of that is a balmum. What's the halacha? What do you do with the behemoth? Describing mishnayis that we had in Erechin and Tumura, and psukim in the end of Pashas Bechukoisai. What's done is we're maimid the behemoth, and with a process called hamoda v'harocha, it could be shatzed up, a value, and that could be nischalo. As psulei magdashim, you'll bring a carbon from the money that was used for the pinyon. The Gzeres HaKosuv is that pidyon of a behemoth that has Kiddush Tzagof is only with Hamoda V'Harocha. Oifos don't have Hamoda V'Harocha. It's a klal that we find in a few places. And what that means for us in this Mishnah is that these oifos, which are not Roy, have no purpose for right now. The B'nei Niyoyin Ishov Azmanim Givis, and even Teren Shalei Gizmanim, right now, it doesn't have any Toyelis as Kiddush Tzagof. The Teren Shalei Gizmanim can be used, but now they're not. The Bnei Yoyin will never be able to be used Kiddush Tzagof, and they're not Bale Mumin. You can't be paid to them, because there's no Pidyon. There's no Hamad of Arachah by Oifis. Therefore, since it's not Roy for any type of Hegdish, it's like Kochim Shemesu, because it can't be Yotza effectively L'chulin, and the money to be used for Hegdish, and therefore Loinenim, V'loim Oilim. There's no Mi'ila. Yeah, midrabon, there's no nahano. But that's the status of Mila goes off. Rav Shimon Omer, Toyin shalo higia zmano, moilin behem. Ubnei yoyin shalva zmano, the converse, if it's already ova zmano, bottle shem karbono, loinenim lemon, the chilik is clear. Rav Shimon is holding that the Toyin shalo higia zmano, right now, it's not a cheftza ru'i aliyah is karbon, but it will be. So therefore, al shem ha'osid, it has that shame of a karbon, and therefore, Moilim Behem. That's the Chod Machlokes over here. Mishnah, hey. Chalev HaMugdoshnu Beit Seitern. Here we're talking about auxiliary parts of a Behemah Shal Kodesh, but they don't have Kedusha Saguf of a carbon. Milk that was milked from a Behemah that was Hugdash, or eggs from an oif. it comes from an animal of Hekdesh, normally the owner of an animal is zoche in the cholov ubeitzim of the animal that he owns, even if somebody else milked it. The eggs are also shaykh to him. But over here, to say that it has proper mi'ilah, we don't say. We'll see why. L'maisim d'rabbanon, like all the other cases, l'maylam l'nenim. Pamed var mamurim, b'kotche mizbeach. Why? Because since they're not roi l'akrova, they're not kotche Hashem. Kotche Hashem is only when there's kedushas korban, it's royum yuchid l'korban. That's by kedushas agov. Avo b'kotche b'edekabayis. For instance, Hekdesh Tanagolus, a person gave his farm to Hekdesh. So it's property of Hekdesh. So the Tanagolus is the chickens, the roosters, have beitzim. The cows produce milk. Moil and bo beitz also. So it's property of Hekdesh. No difference. If a person was Magdish, his tractor to Hekdesh, and somebody else got in and did some work on it, so he's moil. The same thing is true. If somebody's Magdish a chamor nekevo, moil and bo ubechalovo. Even though it's behemoth meyo, but it's mois Hekdesh. So it's mois Hekdesh, the property of Hekdesh, again, no worse than a tractor. L'chor v'shteto in the Mishnah is that kotche mizbeach and kotche b'edekabayis fundamentally are different, which is a distinction we've had several times. Kotche b'edekabayis, the mi'ilo, is a concept of misappropriating mom and Hekdesh. By kedushas haguf, anything that's roi l'akrova, the mi'ilo has to be a gewisse bizoyin, a gewisse mi'ilo, in the status of a korban. If it's not roi l'korban, it doesn't have mi'ilah.